This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation presented by Casabella Home Interior, State Senator David Brock Smith on. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. I was out for about 2.5 days, but I know it's been a busy week in the legislature. I wanted to start off with your thoughts about the resignation of Secretary of State Shamia Fagan.
It couldn't come soon enough. Shamia, Secretary Fagan was using her office in a way that is appalling. To be the chief auditor for these, not only the agencies, but the industries. And Lamoda has been a problematic company and not paying its taxes. They were, you know, dishing hundreds of thousands of dollars out in campaign resources to Governor Kotek as well, who immediately returned those resources. And then to get the $10,000 a month contract with a $30,000 signing bonus if she was able to get new licenses for that company is insane. And her excuse is ridiculous. And I'm glad she's gone because she was, frankly, the most partisan politician that I've ever met. And I know that I can say with all transparency that my predecessor, former Senator Dallas Hurd, would say the same thing.
You know, it's interesting. It caught me off guard when the information came out. A couple angles to it that I'm curious about. First of all, is the just the uniqueness of the situation, because I'm frankly not sure I've ever heard of from either side of the aisle, a politician in that type of office with that type of situation in terms of being a consultant while being in office.
Well, there's lots of legislators are consultants, Kyle, but when it comes to the statewide, I would agree. You had, of course, former Governor Kitzhaber, his girlfriend was a consultant, of course, but she was not elected or appointed to anything. I think that there are situations where we just didn't know about it. If it wasn't for Senate Republican leader Tim Knope and him calling out for, and of course myself and our caucus calling out for investigations, this information might not have even come to light.
Well, it's interesting. Willamette Week, of course, published a series of articles on it. The other side of this as well, my understanding is that Shamia Fagan wanted to eventually be governor. This likely takes her out of any kind of elective office in the future, which for the Democrats may change sort of their landscape of what might be what might be ahead.
This is true. I think Shamia is done with is done in Oregon politics. There's and frankly, I don't believe, I mean, Democrats stick together, Kyle, but I don't believe that, I think there's no love lost between, the current governor and, former Secretary Fagan. I'm sure that, there are some relieved Democrats when it comes to her resignation, and frankly, an opportunity for real accountability, like we had with former Secretary Richardson, and that opportunity to have a individual, a Republican, who really wants to hold the line with regards to transparency and accountability within our agencies and across the state. And so I'm seeing, I always look at things as the glass half full, and I see an opportunity for someone to rise up and may possibly take that seat into the Republicans' hands again, like former Secretary Richardson did just a few short years ago.
Let's go a different direction. Talk about the Senate Republicans' move earlier this week in the legislature.
There is a Oregon law under ORS 171.134 that requires all measures be prepared by the legislative assembly, be written in a manner that results in a score of at least 60 on the FLESH readability test. And the FLESH readability test is a tool that has been used for decades in building codes and life insurance policies and health insurance policies, and they require a score that essentially is a 60, which is an ninth grade reading level. This is also in our Senate rules, and Senate Rule 13.02 states that no measure can be accepted by the Secretary of the Senate if it is not accompanied by an impartial summary of the measure content, which clearly describes that the new law is existing and proposed by the measure. And then in subsection 5 of those rules, all summaries must comply with ORS 171.134. We have been putting the FLESH test as soon as we got our legal opinion from former House Republican leader Mike McClain, who is an attorney and has his own law practice. After we got an opinion on Monday morning, we challenged what occurred and what was occurring. And President Wagner, we came back to the Senate floor, and he denied and continue to willfully violate the Senate rules. The chief legislative counsel, Dexter Johnson, whose job it is to make sure that these pieces of legislation follow the flesh and follow the law, gave advice to President Wagner that, frankly, they can do whatever they want. We are holding the Democrats accountable to follow the law and for the transparency that is necessary. I personally am home with a emergent family matter. Everyone is okay. My colleagues and I, of course, agree that the Democrat majority needs to follow the law, which is very simple, and they can come back and they can move things back to committee and put them through the scale that is necessary for the residents of Oregon to be able to clearly understand what the legislation is, what it does. And that is why the ORS was passed, and that is why, ORS 171.134 exists, so that the readability of a piece of legislation could be understood by anyone in the state. And frankly, there's pieces of legislation like 2002 that will take away the parents' rights of their 15-year-old son or daughter who choose that, in that difficult time in their life, want to take puberty blockers, God forbid, sterilize themselves, or hormone therapy, and they would be able to do so without consent of the parents or their knowledge. And it's critically important that parents know, that Oregonians know, that this is the Democrat agenda, and that's what they're trying to move forward in the state. And they do not want to follow the law when it comes to the transparency and readability of that type of legislation so that people can actually understand what they're trying to do to them. And we will hold them accountable as long as we can.
We're running over time, but real quick, any idea how long this walkout move will last?
This isn't a walkout. I just want to be very clear. This is a pause for transparency for Oregonians, and I can't answer that question because I do not know.
All right. We're going to continue to follow this, but out of time for now, and we'll check in again soon. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:41 at the Morning Report.